Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Valpak is here to make it even better. This month, as you sift through holiday mail, don't miss the blue Valpak envelope. From dining to holiday shopping, there's a sleigh full of savings in your mailbox, plus a chance to instantly win $100. That's right, you could find $100 Christmas cash inside. Want to save even more money on what you love? Go to Valpak.com for local coupons and offers. It pays to open Valpak. No purchase necessary for instant win. Void where prohibited. Prices are randomly inserted. See specially marked Valpak envelopes for details.
If you can be here where you're at right now and all of these things and you just feel like crap and this is life, oh my God, I want to watch that movie because you are the director of your own movie. I want to watch that movie of where you're at and then where you go and who you become. That's the film I want to watch. And you know what? There's going to be plot twists. There is. There's going to be plot twists and crazy things are going to happen. And you're going to be like, oh my God, can I keep this going? Yes, yes, you can. Because you didn't come this far to only come this far. Everyone, if you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. I am so happy to be back on the mic. I have taken a little break. You guys wouldn't know because we have episodes rolling out in the bank for you guys, but I've taken a couple weeks off the mic, which is kind of weird because I'm always recording, but we've recently had spring break. It is finally springtime here. It feels amazing. I don't know when you'll listen to this episode, but we're starting to get warm weather, be out in the sun more, vitamin D, all of the things. My voice honestly needed a little bit of a break. When you do as many lives as I do, and the years of teaching too have done a number on my throat. It's crazy. I wish I had a number of how many classes I've actually taught, and I was constantly the instructor fighting with the gym to get a mic or to get a good mic, or hey, the mic doesn't work because it just plays a number on your throat. Yeah, I needed a little bit of a break, and my family came into town. As many of you know, I live in California, and I am originally from Michigan, and I have been out here 10 years now, which I can't even believe, like mind blown. And throughout that time, I've never had family come visit. My sister-in-law finally came this past November for Thanksgiving. So that was super excited, her and the kids. And then my brother came out with his wife and kids over spring break. And it was so good to have just big family meals. And we were traveling and sightseeing together. We went kayaking and we were out in the ocean, and I'm not kidding you, we had the best experience with dolphins. We took a kayak tour down in La Jolla, and even our guide said, because I asked him, like, does this happen all the time? And he's like, this like has never happened. He's like, I've experienced dolphins being near us maybe like once. And he's like, this never happens. And we were out there and they were, I don't know, they're probably screwing. I don't know. But they were like playing and jumping. And just, you know, when you see four dolphins, you know, there's really probably 25. They were coming closer. So we were paddling faster to them. And at one point they were right by my sister-in-law and my daughter and their kayak. And I was like, oh my God. And they were like coming out of the water. And I thought they were going to like knock over their boat. I was so worried they were actually going to get too close and knock the boat over. This other kayak was like kind of in front of us. I don't know, maybe like 20 feet, if even that. And a dolphin jumped like right behind him. It was insane. So many good memories. I'm so happy that we got to experience that with my brother and had family come out here. And back to my point, that's why I haven't been on the mic, taking a little bit of a break. But if you're new to the show, welcome. I'm pretty unscripted here. Today, you guys just get me. Today is a solo episode, and I'm going to be talking to you about a real topic. And I made a few people mad yesterday on Instagram, and I'm just going to keep that ball rolling. I'm going to just keep talking about it. So stay tuned. But if you're returning back, welcome. I love all of my listeners. I love when you guys send me messages on Instagram. I love when you reach out and tell me, like, that episode changed my life. That episode really got me thinking. That's what this podcast is all about. I am not here to, I don't know, convince anyone, you know, any of the books to read or products that we market on here, you know, if we have a good sponsor. Like, I'm here to just offer you guys the best of the best. And then I hope you take it and you run with it. So it's been a labor of love for sure. And it wouldn't be possible with all of you. So make sure you rate and review this podcast. Seriously, leave a comment. Review. It does wonders for me. I always got to make sure we say that. Check out the show notes too, because you guys are going to find multiple ways that you can work with me. Got to make sure I cover all the housekeeping stuff before we dive in here. Check out our challenge. We do a monthly challenge. We have one coming up in May. We're going to be starting May 1st. It's crazy that May actually, our first Monday is actually on May 1st. That rarely happens. You have a way to get in and work with me. It's kind of like a mini bomb mom. It's 30 days. You get workouts, you get the app, you get interaction with me. It's, and our coaches. It's a great way to get your feet wet. And then of course, if you are interested in becoming a bomb mom, check out the link. I'm opening my calendar back up and you can do a free 15-minute consultation with me. And we can see if the challenge is a fit for you, if Bomb Mom Life is a fit for you. And we are starting a new onboarding group in May. We've kept the doors closed for a couple months and it's time to open it back up. Our boot campers are kicking butt too. If you guys have been listening, you know that I've been promoting and talking about our boot camp that started in April. Don't worry, we'll have another one. I'll keep you guys updated. And I know many, many of them are going to become a Bomb Mom too in May. And they're learning, they're growing. I'm opening their eyes to a lot about their fitness journey that maybe they haven't really thought about before. And a lot of light bulbs are going off for them. And they're realizing, like, this is why I haven't been successful before. This is probably why I didn't reach my goal before and I didn't realize this. So a lot of light bulbs are going off for people, which is awesome. And one thing that's crazy is that light bulbs will go off for us. And because we as moms, you know, we just live such a busy, hectic life. We're like, oh yeah, this is important. I need to hear this message. Melissa's right. And then 2 weeks later, we're like, oh my God, I totally forgot. It's just how life is, right? Like we get told something and we're like, oh, I knew that. And then before we know it, we're like, oh, I forgot that. Or like we just put it on the back burner. And that's why I'm doing this show today, because I want to bring more awareness to overall confidence, mindset, how powerful it is. And I'm going to give you guys my top 4 ways to continue to show up for you and boost your confidence level. So I'm excited to dive into this one. Now, I said yesterday that I made a few people mad and I made a reel. Instagram, go out and check it out. I'm always making someone mad or someone really happy. I don't know. It is what it is. And I'm on there and I'm at my daughter's volleyball game yesterday. Okay, I didn't say this in my reel, but I'm going to share it with you guys. So this whole episode today is about being confident, right? Our self-esteem, our mental health. All of that starts with the food and nutrition that you eat. Like your food and your nutrition is directly correlated with your mental health. I had the amazing Dr. Chris on a few episodes back. God, I wish I knew the number right now to tell you guys. And he talks all about how mental health is a metabolic disorder, which I completely agree. His book is phenomenal. I'll make sure we link it in the show notes too, just so you guys don't have to go searching for it. I'll put it in the show notes, which episode to go back and watch. And when I talk about building confidence, boosting your self-esteem, like all of these things, you have to remember that it starts with what you eat and how you feed yourself. And yesterday we're at a volleyball tournament. And, you know, at these things, it depends on where we're at. If we're somewhere traveling and it's a really big national tournament, you know, they'll have vendors outside and it's just popcorn, hot dogs, carbs, cinnamon buns, nachos, like everything and anything that you probably shouldn't be eating or feeding your athlete is there. This one time we were at a volleyball tournament and I took my phone and I just like walked and I just like walked the outside of all the food and I just had my camera running and I just walked and videoed all the food options. And I put out my story and people are like, where are you at? You know, I'm like, oh, this is volleyball and this is the food choices that we have here. I'm huge on packing my own food, bringing it in, sneaking it in. I don't care. I do whatever I got to do because usually you can't bring food in there. Yesterday, I'm sitting there and this girl came up and sat down, was like taking her shoes off or whatever, and reaches into her book bag and pulls out just this box full of candy, like legit a box full of candy. And she's sitting there like snacking on it. And that was her snack and her food in between games. And I didn't say anything to her. My daughter probably would have killed me, but I'm sure her thought process was like, oh, I need energy, so I'm going to eat this sugar. Wrong. Totally wrong. Like you couldn't be any more wrong. And the more sugar that she's going to consume, the more it's going to affect her playing. And sooner or later, that sugar is going to leave her. She's going to burn it all off and it's going to like shoot her blood sugar level super high and then drop. And then she's going to be left with nothing. And not only that, it's going to affect her mentally. So that player has a higher chance falling apart mentally at this tournament that's a pretty big tournament, all because of her food choices, not even to do with her playing, right? Like, how sad is that? And I just look and I'm just like, where are your parents? Not in like a bad way of like, where are your parents? But in a way of, where are your parents so I can educate them? I want to talk to them. I want to make sure that they understand what's going on. And I felt so bad because like 10 minutes later, her mom came and sat next to her and her mom was just really overweight and unfolded hot dog in foil. And my heart broke for them. And I just wanted to start conversation with them. And then they got up and left. And again, my daughter would have killed me. She's like, mom, just no. And she's like, you can't save everyone. So, you know, they went off and I didn't see him again because there's just so many people. And I don't know what I would have said anyways, you know, but this just brings up so much. And then the straw that broke the camel's back was when I was sitting there and this was early in the morning and this little girl comes up and she's about 7 years old and she's drinking a blue slushie and a bag of chips. And this is what I was talking about on my reel. And I got so many DMs and messages on that, good and bad. And I made a reel and I was just saying, not the best breakfast choice. I'm sure people think I'm going to be judging and, you know, I'm like judging this mom or whatever. And I get it. You know, I can probably picture the situation because I've been in it before. The mom was probably crazy busy in the morning getting the little ones up. Kids' hair's not brushed. They threw on their shoes and they got in the car because we all have to leave at like 5:30 in the morning, right? To get there on time to play by 8 and get there early and all that crap. So mama, I get it. Like that's probably her situation. And then she got there and the kid's like, I want this, you know, and that's what she gave her. Now, could she have made a better choice? For sure. And I had a lot of people telling me, you shouldn't be judging people. You don't know what the mom went through. And I'm like, I said all that in the reel. I want people to realize the effects that that sugar surge is going to have on that child. And you know what? About 60 minutes later, I witnessed it. Full on meltdown, screaming and crying, actually disrupted everything. It was like a freaking nightmare. And I'm like, I saw it. I knew it. I called it. I don't know. Some of the parents were talking and they're like, yeah, you know, she's always got issues and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, she's literally drinking a slushie. And mom was carrying Starbucks. It's just hard. It's hard. And it's hard for me to see kids suffering this way. I know that if the kid probably had a better balanced breakfast, maybe with some protein, maybe with some fruit, some good carbs, you know, that meltdown might not have happened. I don't know. I don't know the home. I don't know how they parent, but you're not setting your kids up for success. You're setting up for failure when you allow them to eat this kind of stuff. And there were plenty other options. There was fruit right next to the slushy machine. I saw it because I went in there and there were better options and stuff. And my whole point of sharing all of this is, ladies, we have to up our game. And men, whoever's listening, we have to up our game when it comes to the food choices that we make and that we're presenting with our kids, because it's directly affecting our mental health, how we show up for ourselves, our confidence level, their confidence level, depression, anxiety, self-esteem, like the list goes on and it's directly related. But we live this fast-paced world, right? Like convenience is our best friend right now. And we grab whatever's cheap and easy. We do. We grab whatever's cheap and easy. And I don't think that we're realizing that every time we do this and we just grab cheap and easy, we're not paying attention to the labels. We're not picking it up and looking to see if there's dyes, chemicals, artificial coloring. You see numbers? That's a bad thing. We're not taking the time to pick up and look at the package. It's just not happening anymore. Now, Bob moms are. We know better. We're grabbing stuff. We're looking at the back. We're comparing things. If we don't have answers, we're asking the group. Women are messaging me and we're working together. Like, hey, does anyone know if this is good? And it's hard because the labels on the front, you know, are deceiving. They're like, oh, it's got a chicken and a farm on it. It must be good, right? And the answer is no. That doesn't mean anything. But they try to fool us with marketing. The more we eat food that is cheap and convenient, the more we don't pay attention to what we put into our bodies and what we're providing for our children and what they're putting into their bodies. It's directly affecting, obviously, our body fat, but our mental health. It's directly having an impact on our brain, our serotonin levels, our dopamine, everything. So I want this episode to really be about focusing on ingredients, paying attention to what you're eating more, listening to your body, listening, really listening and paying attention. Like after you ate something, did you notice an effect after? Did you notice if it affected your mood? I have been paying attention more to my alcohol consumption lately. And over the last couple months, I've definitely noticed, ever since I heard this on one of the audiobooks I've been listening to and reading, and we had Dr. Tabitha on, the Gutsy Gyno. She's like incredible. We had her on the show and talking about alcohol and what it does to our hormones. And if I drank, I'm like, okay, you know, and I don't drink often, like at all. And if I do, I like strictly stick to vodka, but I'm paying attention. Like, okay, I know it's like a birthday, you know, so we're going to go out and have a drink. I've been paying attention the next day and the day after. My anxiety's high. My depression is higher. I can feel it. It's harder to get out of bed. And I've been just kind of noting this. And who knows? I don't know. Maybe I'm like planting it in my brain. Like I'm going to drink and then I'm going to feel like shit. Like who knows? But, you know, the power of the mind. But I've just been kind of observing. And it's true. It's been happening more and more. And I'm like, wow. I really can feel this. And I just thought it was me. I just thought it was like, oh, it must be hormones, must be shifting. And no, I'm starting to see a relationship to this with how I feel and alcohol consumption. Imagine if you guys start opening up and paying attention more to food, you know, start paying attention more to, okay, I'm eating a little bit more carbs today. I had pasta today. I had coffee with extra sugar. And then I had this that had sugar in it. And then I just grabbed this pastry. And then I ate scraps off my kid's plate. And geez, maybe I had 10 grams of protein today. I don't know. Pay attention. Like, I know it takes time and energy and effort. But pay attention. Maybe just kind of journal. Add notes on your calendar on your phone. It's super easy to do and just be like, hey, kind of felt this. A lot of period trackers, you know, like the apps on the phone that track your period and your cycle, they have sections for notes you can put in if you're a moody or whatever. Use that. Pay attention to that and notice and track like, hey, had a little bit extra carbs today, didn't eat at all today. It's really important to note the days that you didn't eat at all. How did that affect you and your protein? How did not eating protein or eating protein affect your mood and overall health? These little breadcrumbs that we leave for ourselves are key. And all of this goes back to our confidence, how we feel about ourselves. And when a woman doesn't feel sexy and confident, and she's already struggling with how she feels, right? Like already like, oh my God, I've put on weight. My fat pants don't even fit me. You know, maybe your skin isn't what it used to be. Like you're noticing all of these changes. And when a woman already feels this way, it's really hard to pull yourself out. You speak to yourself differently. And yeah, you don't see your worth and your value. So you don't show up for yourself in the same way, which means you are making poor food choices. You're different and you know it. You're not the same in your relationship. Are you getting this, you guys? When that confidence level is down, when depression is high. Today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. And I am so honored to be able to talk about this product and recommend it to you all on my podcast because it's literally a product that has changed my life. I have had some recent travel. I took those travel packets with me and I did not miss a day. And everyone's asking, okay, so what is this stuff? That's the number one question I get. And is it disgusting? Does it taste really gross because it looks green? Yes, it is green. No, it doesn't taste disgusting. With one scoop of Athletic Greens, all you do is pour it into water. You're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients, oh, it supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things. AG1 contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything while still tasting good. It helps support better sleep quality and recovery and supports mental clarity and alertness. Take it first thing in the morning, shake it up, down it, because it's going to coat your stomach. It's setting you up for optimal absorption. So when you do eat the right foods and you put the right thing into your body, you can actually absorb it. And right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially with it being cold and flu season. And can I just add, I haven't been sick once. Knock on wood, not once. It's just one scoop of cup and water every day, and that's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you 1 free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packets with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/bombmom. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/bombmom to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Whether it's just a chemical imbalance in your brain, or maybe you haven't been helping yourself the best with your food choices and you feel down, your relationships are different. You're shorter with your kids. You don't have the energy level. You don't have the patience. Maybe you're not relating to your partner the best way. Again, short with them, not wanting to have sex, zero sex drive. And it all shows, and then it just sits, and it's so hard to pull yourself out of that. And then, meanwhile, you know, we're trying to raise these kids, right? And we want our kids to have the best life possible. It's nearly impossible to raise confident, healthy, strong kids if you are not a confident, healthy, strong mama. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't an exception to the rule, because I know there's probably a woman listening going, the best confidence ever, and I'm not strong and I'm not toned, but I have an amazing kid and she's like doing great. You know what? I'm that person too. Like, I didn't have the best and I grew up, but I took control too, but I grew up as relatively confident and strong. And then I've just done the work more and more. So yes, I get it. There are unicorns out there for sure. However, if you are looking at yourself in the mirror every day and what you're saying isn't that great, if what you're saying is negative, right? If what you're saying is, oh, I'm so fat, I need to go on a diet, this and that, and your little one's sitting there hearing you, that's how she's going to show up for herself. And all of these things get passed on to her. And ladies, I am here to help stop and end this generational trauma, because that's what it is. And these kids hear these moms complaining, and then they're complaining, and they don't love themselves. Imagine a little girl that has a mom that is strong inside and out and goes to the gym and she lifts weights and you guys drink water and you hydrate and you make good food choices together. How do you think that little girl's gonna show up at school? Is she gonna be the one tearing herself down, or is she probably, what are the odds of her showing up and being confident and making good choices and being excited and doing good in school and listening to the teacher and excelling in PE and all the things? I say they're pretty high, because you are the role model. You are her example, and she's going to be like you. That is what's important. That is what we want showing up. That is what we want the next generation to be like. Take a look at your life, ladies. Like, just take a minute today, examine it. Where are you at? Now, maybe you were doing really good. Maybe you were like, oh man, no. When I used to work out, and I used to make time for myself, and I used to go to the gym, oh my God, I was on fire, you know, and I did this and I did that, and I was like so good, and I was on point. And remember those feelings. Like, bring it back. Remember those feelings. And know that you're worth getting that person back. Know that you're worth and your kids are worth seeing you change. I tell people all the time, we're doing the boot camp right now. And last training we had on Friday, one of the free trainings I'm doing, we were talking about mindset, mental health, confidence, self-esteem, all of this stuff. And I told them, look, if you are down in the dumps and if you are struggling and you feel like you're a worthless POS and life has not been easy lately and you're just like, I'm worthless. I don't even know who I am. I'm overweight. I feel disgusting. I feel fat. I have no sex drive. I love that. I love that. Hold on. I know it's probably confusing and you're like, what are you even saying? What the fuck are you even talking about, Melissa? No, I love that. You know why? Because it makes for a great story. It makes for a great journey. If you can be here where you're at right now and all of these things and you just feel like crap and this is life, oh my God, I want to watch that movie because you are the director of your own movie. I want to watch that movie of where you're at and then where you go and who you become. That's the film I want to watch. And you know what? There's going to be plot twists. There is. There's going to be plot twists and crazy things are going to happen. And you're going to be like, oh my God, can I keep this going? Yes. Yes, you can. Because you didn't come this far to only come this far. I love saying that all the time. It's not my saying, not a Melissa Vogel saying, but I love it. You didn't come this far to only come this far. And then you're going to push and you're going to learn and you're going to keep going. And then maybe like 6 months later, you're going to turn around and you're going to look back and you're going to like look at where you were and you're going to go, oh my God, I've come so far. Okay, I'm not where I want to go yet. I'm not to the top of the mountain. And do we honestly ever get to the top of the mountain? I don't know. I think life is a journey and it's about just continuously getting better. But you're going to look back and you'll be like, you know what? I'm not where I want to go yet, but I'm not that person anymore. And that's fucking cool. That's cool. That's the change we want. And that's why I get excited if you're down in the dumps. You can take being down in the dumps and turn it around and use that. And it's going to be such a good story and people will never believe it either. Like, I love a story. I love before and after photos that people don't believe are real. And you show them photos and they're like, that was you? This happens to me all the time. And people are like, that was you? Yeah. Yeah, that's me. I know. Great transformation, right? Great story. That's what I want for you. And as you change and as you grow and you start to restore yourself, that confidence builds and it grows and your self-esteem and your kids witness this. This is cool. But I'm going to tell you right now, mama, you know what's not cool? Is if you get started and you stop and you quit. Then your kids just see you doing one more thing that you started and you stopped and you started and you stopped. That's why I give women, we don't have many, but if people join Bomb Mom and they were like, I can't do this, you know, I made a bad choice and I don't want to, you know, I've been here for a couple months and I just, you know, life has happened and I'm not doing what I wanted to do and like, you know, all the things, I'm hard on them and I tell them, I don't want Busy to Bomb Fit Mom to be another thing that your spouse, your children, and yourself see and witness you start and stop. No, we're putting an end to it. Stop blaming the program or your situation or whatever you have going on because it's not all those things. We can place blame on everything all day long. We can say, oh, well, I don't have time. And oh, well, I can't afford it. And oh, you know, this hurts my knees or this is hard. Like we can place blame on anything, right? Man, you get into like that downward spiral and they can just roll off your tongue of all the reasons why you can't do something. But you know what? The common denominator is you. And I don't want anyone starting and stopping another thing. I want Bomb Mom to be what they start and they do good at and they fail at and they keep going and they growing and they grow. That's what I want. I don't want it to be another thing that someone quits. So I give women shit when they're like, you know what? I'm like, why? Let's talk about this. Let's really dive in. Let's really dive in to why you feel you need to stop. And again, it doesn't happen often, but every now and then it does. And I'm there to push. I'm there to encourage. And if a woman wants to go and change or leave or do like whatever, like so be it. But I am there to help women just see a different way and see that, you know what? The common denominator is you. It really is you. It's not the program. It's not that. And they're watching. They are watching. And you know what? I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Your mind is the general, your body is the soldiers, and the soldiers are watching. And if mentally you're going, I can't do this, this and this, the soldiers are going, okay, got it. Okay. Sometimes my kids, they say things and I like put my finger up to my lips and I'm like, shh, don't, your body can hear you. Don't say that out loud. Don't put it into the universe. Change it right now. Like, let's flip this. And I'm like, shh, it can hear you. And they think I'm crazy. They're like, oh, you're whispering to my body. You're telling me not to talk because my body can hear me. Okay, mom. You know, but it's true. So, okay, I want to give you guys some tips. My top, I don't know, 4, 5 ways to boost your confidence levels. Because when you feel better and you feel more confident, you're more likely to create changes. And then you're going to pass it on to your kids. So let's dive into these. Number one probably is a big, obvious one. The first way that you can start boosting your confidence levels is start to exercise. And you know I'm going to push weight training, right? Like, obviously, I'm going to push weight training. Weight training will definitely start to change your body, obviously, but it's going to start changing the chemicals and have a chemical effect on your body. Because when you exercise and you weight train, your muscles wake up and they start to push your brain. Think of squeezing muscles, contracting and pushing the juices up to your brain, and it increases levels of your serotonin, your dopamine, your norepinephrine, all of it, which then reduces depression, reduces anxiety. It like really alleviates low self-esteem. It's amazing this effect that it has and this ball that it starts rolling, and it boosts cognitive function. All of these things. Exercise also gives you time away, recharge your battery. It's going to decrease body fat. It's going to increase muscle. And when you start to feel stronger, oh my God, does that do wonders. And I'm always telling my group, I think I heard this from Tony Robbins. I don't know. Again, not a Melissa Vogel quote, but he always says that results produce motivation. The more results that you get, it makes you feel more motivated. And we can't rely on motivation, but it's so nice when it's there and then we can actually use it. So number one, exercise, duh. We already know that, right? But I'm here to just like pound that into your brain, the importance of getting moving, and don't put it off. Like if it's Thursday, take a look and be like, how many times did you work out this week? If the answer is zero, and then you go on to tell me, well, it's because I didn't have any time. Like, seriously, I had to get the kids to volleyball. I had to work. I had after school activities and I had this going on and like, there's no time to do it. Bullshit. Bullshit. You just put everything else before you. Something can be put on hold, shift around your schedule, work it in. And if you know what, you guys, like, seriously, if you don't know how to do it, fucking send me a DM. Follow me on Instagram. It's Melissa Vogel. I'll help you. I'll take a look. I'll shoot you a voice memo back and forth. We'll figure it out. Don't use the excuses, right? Like we talked about before, they can build. And then I'll sit there and list all the things that I had to do and I still fit it in. Not to be like, oh my God, I'm better than you. See, I can do it. No, to be like, it is possible. It is possible. Number two, great way to show up for yourself and to boost your confidence level. Ladies, get your hormones checked. Get those hormones checked. When was the last time you went to your doctor? And I'm going to go back on that. But when was the last time you went and had a full panel of your hormone levels? Now, I say I'm going to go back on that because I want you guys to go back and listen to two episodes ago with Dr. Tabitha, the gutsy gyno, because she talks about, you know, by the time we go to our doctors and they run tests and they're like, oh yeah, you're in the normal range. It's from 30 to 300. Well, shit, if you're 250 at whatever number, you know, just throwing stuff out there, that's a big difference from a 27, you know what I mean? Like, or a 47 or whatever, like that's a big difference. Go see a specialist, go see a functional doctor, functional medicine doctor, maybe someone who specializes more in like homeopathic treatments. You want them looking at your blood, your saliva, your urine, hair samples, all of these things to get a real clear idea of what your hormones are doing. And remember, blood work is just a snapshot of what's going on right now. So tuck that away. I mean, you can always, yes, ask your provider, you know, go to your OBGYN, ask them. But, you know, when I went and I told them, like, hey, look, I want to get a full blood panel done. And you know what's sad too is like, even me, I was nervous going to my doctor. I was a little bit nervous because I knew there's probably going to be pushback, but I went to my OB and I'm like, hey, can we run some tests? I don't know when the last time anyone checked anything was. Like, let's check my hormones. I mean, I feel great. I can't complain about anything, actually. I take pretty good care of myself. And they told me no. And they're like, you know, we're really not going to look for anything. And there's really no point to run stuff if we don't think that anything's going to be on there. And I'm like, yeah, but let's just do it anyways. You know, let's just see. Let's be curious. And I had to fight for it. Really had to fight for it. And that's when I found out my iron was significantly low and I was severely anemic. Thank God they threw that one in there. But it still had to go and work with someone else. And I left and had to go somewhere else. And she's like, yeah, but why is your iron level low? And let's take a look at your progestin and your estrogen and like all of that. Get your hormones checked. That is my second big tip to all of you. Number three, focus on protein. I know it sounds silly because I'm giving you ways and tips to show up for you and to boost your confidence. And you're like, really? Protein, Melissa? Now, I can go into all the different forms, the different types of protein that you should be having and whatever, and red meat versus chicken or whatever. That's a whole nother podcast episode. But every meal, ask yourself, where's the protein? Where's the protein? Do you guys remember that old commercial and that old lady was like, where's the beef? I think it was for like Wendy's or something. Or am I totally alone on this? Where's the beef? You should be asking yourself, where's the protein? Every single meal. Sit down for breakfast. Okay, where's my protein? What is my protein? Is it eggs? Is it a Greek yogurt? Is it my collagen that I'm adding in? Ask yourself, where's this protein? For lunch, what is it? You're having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a turkey sandwich? Okay, well, how much turkey's on that sandwich? How many grams of protein is it? Because if it's just a couple slices, we're looking at 7 grams of protein maybe. Each meal, I want you guys hitting about 25 grams of protein. And again, we can dive into that. But if you focus on protein, you get full faster. It lasts. And I'm not saying don't eat any carbs. Obviously, we need to find balance. The right carbs, though. But really focus on the protein because then you're not going to have room for the crap. And it takes and burns more calories to break down protein. So it's win. Number three, have at least 2 or 3 days out of the week where you dress and you love what you have on. Seriously, do your hair, do your makeup, put on, it could be leggings. Maybe like, you know, you have a favorite pair of leggings. You love how they make your butt look or whatever. But most of us probably need a couple days where we dress up. But 2 to 3 days where you feel good. And I highly suggest you do one like in the beginning of the week, maybe like a Monday and a Friday. Start your week off right, feeling good, right? Like, okay, I feel really good. Like, why not do it on a Monday? Dress in a cute outfit. I don't care if you don't have anything going on. You know, and you're like, oh, but I'm wasting it. I always think that. Like, I'm wasting this outfit. Like, I don't have anything going on. Like, why do I need to wear this? No, it's important. And then do it on a Friday, like going into the weekend, put on another cute outfit that you really like, do your hair, do your makeup, and feel good. We need these wins in our life. We need days where we feel sexy and good. And I don't care if you're in the middle of your transformation and you're not who you want to become yet, or if you have 30 pounds to lose and you've lost 2. I don't care. Feel good. It's going to boost your self-esteem. And it's going to start stirring up those chemicals in your brain again that we talked about. Number 4, which is going to sound like number 1, but I want you to be active. Wait, isn't that the same as exercise? It is, but it's not. Pay attention to how many steps you take per day. Pay attention, like if you wear an Apple Watch or a Fitbit, how many actual steps are you getting in? How many hours are you standing? And if you have a job where you're sitting and treating patients, or you're in a classroom and you're sitting a lot of teachers I know, especially with younger kids, they're moving a lot. This is great. But how can you add in a little bit more activity? Maybe it's going for just that walk at night. This can be huge for a lot of women, especially if you are on the edge of, man, I feel like I've been the same weight for a while. I just had this conversation with a client the other day and we were looking at her numbers and she's like, I feel like I've been stuck for like a good couple months. And I'm like, how many steps are you taking a day? Like, let's take a look at your overall activity level. I'm like, okay, great. I want you to increase that number. And changing just maybe 5 days a week where before you go to bed, you go for a walk for a mile or you wake up in the morning and you go for a walk, or you get home from school before you deal with homework and dinner and all the things, you're walking, you're going out and you're walking and moving your body, and then you come back. And maybe it's just a mile. This can have a drastic effect on your overall mood, your attitude, everything. You can be in the worst mood ever and just be so pissed off, and you leave and you go for that walk and you breathe and you get some fresh air, and I don't care if it's raining and I don't care if it's snowing. Get fresh air, bring an umbrella, do what you got to do, bundle up, come back. You will be a whole different person. So exercise, I'm talking weightlifting. Get your hormones checked. Focus on protein. How many did I do? Exercise, hormones checked, focus on protein, 2 to 3 days of the week where you feel sexy and you're putting yourself first. Oh my God, we have 5. I think I kept saying 4. And be active. Number 5, be active and get up and move. So I hope this episode helps. I know my bomb moms listening, they'll be like, oh yeah, we already know this stuff. And thanks for the reminder. And it's going to be a great reminder for people. And other people, they're going to be like, oh, I needed to hear this. I need to book a call with Melissa and become a bomb mom. I need to do one of her challenges. Yes, the answer is yes to all of those, but I only take so many people in May. Know that my numbers are limited. Get a call in first. Get a call in now if you're looking at May, because we're already filling up, especially with the boot camp going on. But some of you just, you need these reminders. You need these reminders. You need to hear how important it is to do all of these things. And I don't want you guys suffering in silence. I don't want people living small and being small and not living up to your full potential. That is not why we were put on this earth. Hell no. Hell to the no. So check out the show notes, you guys. We'll put all this information in the show notes for you. Make sure you check out the links if you want to book a call with me. Free, 15 minutes. Boom, we're on, we're off. We're seeing what's happening. If you know you're like, no, I just want to do a challenge. I want to see. That's in the show notes too. Like, check it out. We also have new swag coming, you guys. I'm so excited to tell you about our swag. It is incredible. It's not out yet, but it will be. I'll make sure to keep you guys in the loop on all of that. Everyone have an amazing day. Pass this episode on to someone that might need to hear it. Maybe your kids, you know, maybe your teen daughter. Be like, hey, listen to this episode. She's got a lot of really good points in there. I am here for you guys. Make sure you're following me on Facebook, Melissa Vogel Fitness, Instagram. It's Melissa Vogel, ITS, Melissa Vogel. And check out the show notes. I'm here to help. And I hope everyone has the most incredible day today. And bare minimum, you're getting out and moving today. You're getting out and moving, and you're focusing on your protein. Everyone stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.
Your ticket to big savings is that big blue envelope in your mailbox. Valpak. It's brimming with deals from big name brands and your favorite local spots. Dining, services, stuff you're already buying, all for less. And you could score $100 or other instant prizes just for opening it. Or save even faster with mobile coupons you can use right now at Valpak.com. Valpak, there's definitely something in it for you.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.